It was great to see social media either yesterday or the day before when Jamie Watt put a picture of his beautiful little baby boy, Charlie, online, and the response from the racing fraternity was great. It's been a good news week for Jamie Watt, and he joins me now. Good morning, Jamie. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. How are you going?
Oh, I'm very well indeed. How are you and your lovely wife, and how's Charlie?
Yeah, all doing really, mum and bub are doing really well. So, yeah, very happy. We got out, they actually had us out 6 hours after he was born. So they weren't mucking around, but it was good to get home and get settled in. And Henry got to meet him. So, yeah, very exciting time for us.
How old's Henry?
Henry's three today.
Oh, is he really? Happy birthday to Henry. So he would have loved having a little brother then.
Yeah, he's still a little bit unsure about him, but I'm sure he'll warm up pretty quickly.
And having a baby, I've got a few friends actually who's had a baby in this current situation with the coronavirus. How difficult was that situation for you guys?
Yeah, it's obviously very, very scary time at the moment, and very daunting bringing a baby into this crazy world at this time. But luckily enough, the hospitals at the moment still let the husbands in for the labour, so hopefully it doesn't get worse, because if it gets worse, I'm tipping they won't be letting any visitors in at all.
Yeah, well, good to hear that yourself and Caroline are going so well, and not just on the home front, but also physically, because we know the shocking accident you had last year with those broken legs, but I believe recently you've been given the green light that you can come back and do some riding, is that right?
Yeah, so I spoke to Andrew Oppie last week, and he said that he'd be happy for me to jump back on a horse at track work, and obviously, yeah, I haven't ridden a horse for 5 months, so I'm not 100% sure whether the leg will be sore or not, but yeah, he's given me the green light to get back to track work, and I'm just probably get Caroline and Charlie and Henry settled in for the next week, and I might look at getting on one for John McArdle next week.
I was going to say, have you nutted down when that will be, and how excited will you be, or will you be a touch apprehensive the first time you get back on?
No, I actually can't wait to get back on my horse, to be honest with you. Yeah, really looking forward to it, and hopefully the legs all good when I do jump back on one.
How have you handled the weight situation over the past 5 or 6 months?
It's been up and down, really, because I had the first operation and I started back at the gym probably 3 months after that, and then the leg didn't come good, went and saw Andrew Oppie, and then had the second operation, so that put a bit of a hold on the fitness. Then I got back to the gym again, started to get the fitness going, and then all the gyms are closed, so it's kind of been a bit of a roller coaster, but I think I'm about 62 and a half, 63, so Considering 5 months off, I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Have you been able to do much running on the legs?
No, they've advised me not to run at the moment, which is really hard, because I do enjoy running, and it's a good way to get your weight and your fitness up to shape pretty quickly. So I'm just currently doing a few cardio sessions at home through YouTube, and I'm also about to hire an exercise bike, so I'll start doing a bit of interval training on the exercise bike.
Okay. Well, we're in a bit of a quandary at the moment. Re-racing, and it is continuing, which is great. But if you did get back into to riding, what would be the time period before you think you could actually come back to actually ride in a race?
Well, I think Andrew Oppie sort of wanted to see me the start of June to have another X-ray, and I'm sure if I start track work next week, I'll know sort of how it's feeling, and a week or two at track work, I can probably start doing jump outs, and things might sort of head along pretty quickly from there on. But I think June is the kind of the time frame at the moment.
How much have you missed it, Jamie? Do you sit at home and watch the replays or the races on .com, or do you try to shut yourself off from it?
I did shut myself off for quite a while, and then every time I sort of felt like I was getting somewhere with the leg and things were starting to move on, I'd really, really start to watch most races and really start to miss it. And then every little hurdle I've come sort of come to. I've probably tried to switch it off a bit, but yeah, at the moment I'm enjoying watching the racing. Obviously, there's not much else going on at the moment, so everyone's doing a fantastic job to keep racing going, and it's good to see.
No doubt about that. Well, hopefully you're getting some sleep at this point in time with the new Bub Charlie on board, and I suppose the other good thing is it's good to spend a bit of time with family during this period as well.
It's actually, yeah, as much as it is I broke my leg, it's a fantastic time to be actually off work and really spend some quality time. I've had a great last 5 months with Caroline and Henry, and now Charlie's come along. So, yeah, really looking forward to it. And I actually forgot what it was like to have no sleep.
Well, this is just preparing you for track work once again. Good on you, Motty. Good to hear that everyone's healthy and happy. And congratulations again to Caroline and yourself and little Charlie, who's just entered the world.
Cheers, mate. Hopefully I'm back on track pretty soon.
Can't wait. Jamie Mott, who has two things to celebrate. The all clear, that he can get back and ride, and also the arrival of little bub Charlie over the week.